AviationPros.com is the portal website for AMT, Airport Business, and Ground Support Worldwide magazines. Visit daily for breaking news, industry blogs, and insightful articles from our magazine's editorial team. And don't forget to sign up for our publication's daily e-newsletters. It's all at AviationPros.com.
I'm Joe Petrie, Editor-in-Chief of Airport Business Magazine. Welcome to another edition of the Aviation Pros Podcast. Airport passenger traffic has ground to a halt due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport is using the opportunity created by fewer passengers to accelerate some essential projects. We recently spoke with Bridget Reif, Vice President for Planning and Development for the Metropolitan Airports Commission, about how the airport leaders are handling the capital projects during the downturn. Again, thank you for speaking with us a few minutes today. So I guess the first question I had for us is, tell us about the impact that the COVID-19 pandemic has had on MSP.
Well, our passenger traffic is down by almost 95% compared to this time last year, which is very significant. From a parking standpoint, so parking is our largest revenue source at MSP. That's down by about 98%. So you can see our revenues are going to be taking a significant hit from what's happening right now. We have only 8 of 52 retail concessions that are open right now within Terminal 1 and 2 at reduced hours, and only 19 of 75 food and beverage units are open, again, at reduced hours. So that's a lot of change in a very short amount of time.
Absolutely. So given that, with the lack of people that are going through the terminals, what kind of infrastructure opportunities did you look at with this lack of traffic?
So we're being very deliberate with all of our capital projects. With our revenue sources being so deeply impacted right now, we have to be very careful about what we are moving forward with. Our Terminal 1 Operational Improvements Program, which is where we are upgrading our ticket lobby bay claim spaces primarily. The construction can benefit from having a lack of passengers, primarily with efficiencies and being able to work during the day and in larger spaces than previously. We're also looking at what new opportunities might exist, but haven't made any decisions about moving forward with some of those.
So how did you prioritize the work you've conducted on the terminal during the downturn?
Well, first and foremost, we're prioritizing the projects that are already under construction. We want to honor our construction contracts, and we want to keep those folks working as much as possible. It's good for them. It's good for us. It's good for the economy to keep those projects going. Projects that have federal funding associated with them, we are keeping on the books to move forward. They are, with the Federal CARES Act that came out, we are now going to see 100% federal funding for those projects. And each one of our 7 airports has a project like that, with that what we call Airport Improvement Program, AIP funding. So those for sure are moving forward. For other projects in 2020 that are not yet awarded, so they're not under construction yet, we're looking at the project scope. We're looking at the impacts of not proceeding, what that would mean. And then we're looking at the proposed funding source, because all of those things will play a factor in whether or not we deem them critical enough to move forward or not. And it's tough. Our projects are in our 2020 capital program for a reason. It's because they need to get done, right? And so it's hard to think about even delaying any of them. We have 3,400 acres of airfield and 3.5 million square feet of terminal building that we need to maintain every year. And if you skip even one season, construction season, with those spaces, you start to get behind.
Have you had to cut or delay any projects due to the downturn yet?
So we're in the process of evaluating which ones will be paused. We've paused everything, any design work for projects in 2021 or 2022. We're usually doing some look ahead work for those projects, so we've stopped all of that. And then we're still evaluating which ones in 2020 will be paused for sure and which ones will continue forward.
And how has MSP planned for the delays and prepared for some of these projects to be put aside for the time being?
So we're still working through that. We're going to look at which ones make sense to pause immediately, sort of stop, we're not going to do anything more on them. Some projects, it will make sense to do some additional work, get it to a point where we can put it on the shelf, and then it's much easier to pick up at some point in the future. So it's going to depend on the type of projects and the type of timing.
And have any of your improvement plans evolved since the pandemic started?
Yeah, so like I was saying earlier, we are able to take advantage of the reduced number of passengers in the terminals. Contractors are able to see some efficiencies in that we can allow them to work during the day in some spaces, which is obviously more efficient for them. We're able to allow them to work on larger spaces than previously planned. So for example, in the ticket lobby areas, we're redoing the floor with new terrazzo. Well, when we have 100,000 passengers coming through the airport in one day in high traffic areas, you only take little bits out at a time, right, to not impact that passenger processing. But now, since it's so quiet in the terminals, we're able to take much larger spaces for that. Same downstairs with our bay claim project. Instead of just working on one bay claim carousel replacement at a time, we're able to take two or even three out of service now because there just isn't a demand from a bag processing standpoint. But the opportunities that we're looking at right now, these efficiencies, are much more about reducing the impact on the customers and the operations than it is about saving money or saving schedule. So I just want to make sure I'm clear about that.
And the last question I had is, in your opinion, what kind of long-term impact do you anticipate this current pandemic will have on capital projects for your airport or others?
Well, I think obviously there's going to be a long-term, I think there's going to be a ripple effect. Airports have a limited amount of revenue, and those pots of money are seriously impacted right now. Many of them are deeply impacted. And the longer this lasts, the longer that impact lasts. And so the more projects that we pause this year get pushed into next year, which pushes those projects out. And so anything that slows, even one construction season, creates a major domino effect for us. And that, depending on the size of airport, they're going to see the same kind of effects long term.
Thanks for joining us for today's podcast. For more information about the impact the COVID-19 pandemic is having on airports, subscribe to the Airport Business Daily newsletter or check out the upcoming summer issue. I'm Joe Petrie. Please stay safe out there.